It's the favourite bits of Hughie and Ed.
Happy Friday. It's mocktail hour. Whatever you be drinking, kick back, relax and enjoy, because coming up we've got a stack of fun for you. But let's kick things off with a finally.
Finally, it has happened to me. I've had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Now it's Friday. Finally, you've got my love. The way I feel about you, it just can't be wrong. Friday.
The phenomenal Conrad Sewell there. There is stacks coming up. It is Hughie and Ed's favourite bits of the year so far. The boys will be back on your radio in a week's, week's time. Coming up, though, Hughie did a great experiment with toilet rolls in his house. Plus, we asked the random question, what do hang gliders do when they need the bathroom? But next, one of our team had a bit of an accident in the shower.
We almost lost Tones with an eye. Tones, hi.
Hello.
You live in a share house now, don't you?
Yeah. I've got two flatmates, yeah.
So what happened?
I heard a knock and I thought Ellie was trying to get my attention. So I went to pause my podcast.
Yeah.
And I slipped.
Oh, no.
I slipped on some conditioner.
Oh, no.
I hit my bum on the side of the bath.
Ba-dung.
Rotated myself and then smacked my knee. I hit my bum.
Oh. Can we just, before you keep going, is it a shower bath?
Or? It is a shower bath, yes.
Yeah, most dangerous sort.
And you don't have a mat down, do you?
No.
You got to have a mat down.
Yeah, I love a pluggy mat.
You got to have a
pluggy.
Always got to have a plug mat.
Isn't it very satisfying pulling them up?
Yeah, that was the noise I was making.
And so where did you end up?
I was on my back in the middle of the bath.
No, yeah. And you saw
it.
So
I've got bruises already.
No, bruise.
Yeah. I've got a bump on my bum.
No.
A bruise on my knee and a sore elbow.
When you're lying there, and it's like when I don't want to bring it back to me, when I had the scooter accident a couple of weeks ago and I went horizontal, went thud into the dirt.
Yeah.
Takes you a minute am I okay? Did you have that second thing? I might have done something bad
there
here.
There was a few beeps.
Yeah.
Beep me, and then Ellie was knocking on the door. Are you all right?
Did she run in?
I'm okay.
Did she come in?
No, it was locked, thankfully.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mentioned.
I mean, I would maybe leave it unlocked from now on, just in case there's another incident.
Well, noted.
But it begs the question, doesn't it?
Yes, it does indeed. 13, 10, 60. Shower injuries.
Yeah, have you had a shower injury?
Abby, what happened to you?
Earlier this year, actually, just before lockdown.
You know, there'll be less accidents now, I imagine, because less people are showering.
Yeah, but people are paying less attention. People's minds are frazzled.
But you're
at the
in the shower for longer as well now.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, sorry,
you've got nowhere to be.
Yep.
Oh, you're right.
No, so what happened?
So I don't know exactly how I did it, because looking back, it almost seems impossible. But I was getting out of the shower, and somehow I hit the heat, like the back of my heel, so intensely hard on the shower frame, so I severed my Achilles tendon.
Oh my God.
Abby.
That would have been horrifically painful.
Abby.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm hearing here, guys? We need to focus. Focus in the shower like you're flying a jumbo jet.
Thank you.
Every second counts.
Yeah, you know what I think's happening? We're listening to things. We've got our phones lit up. We're thinking about other things. It's busy life.
Well, shower as Tones when I said, she was on the podcast.
We don't even know which podcast it was.
Ours, I imagine.
I would hope
our Saturday edition, which is really worth it, isn't it? It drops at 5 p.m.
That's what I was listening to. Your podcast. Yep.
Yeah, echoey now.
Yeah, it's happening. Are you in the bath?
The question came up, what do hang gliders do when they need to go to the toilet? So we asked one. Well, it's a question that, no one really needed to know the answer to, but we're going to find out anyway.
No. This is the type of thing that everyone will go home and say, you'll never really guess what I heard on the radio today.
Fork you Friday, Claire, a bird pooed on her car, not happy, and then this happened. Question without notice, though, Claire.
Could it have been a person?
No. Well, it probably wasn't a person.
Overpass job.
Maybe in a hand glider or something, maybe. Now, Claire.
Hang glider.
Imagine if you're in a hang glider, you've got to go.
You go on the...
You got to go. What are you doing?
No, you go on the big sock.
You fill
the big sock.
Before we get to our hang glider, did you think it was a hand glider or a hang glider?
Hang.
Yeah, I always used to think it was a hand glider.
Why would it be that? Why would it be a hand?
Because
you hold on with your hands.
Rowan, you are a hang glider.
Hang glider pilot, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, hang glider pilot. Okay, yeah, no, I like it.
A hang glider is the aircraft that we fly in, and you get a pilot certificate to fly it.
Yeah, right. So,
okay,
yeah,
great.
So you're a pilot. So people a lot of people would just call you a hang glider, wouldn't they?
Some people do.
Idiots like us. How many years have you been hang gliding?
Piloting.
The hang glide piloting.
Jesus.
Since 1986.
So that's long enough to know.
It's long enough to know that you got to go.
Toily time. Have you ever done it? Number twos out in your, up there.
No, not really possible in the hang gliding harness.
Because you're going facing the wrong direction.
You're lying on your stomach, which is hard.
Yeah, number one, okay, you're lying on your stomach, and that zip can be opened anywhere. So having a leak when you're flying is fairly commonplace.
Do you ever look down and think, wonder if that's going to hit those people down there or not? You're too high to think about it.
Usually you could be anywhere up to about 10,000 feet. So from there, you can't even see.
You can't see. You know what? If we're walking around with our mouths open, safe to say we're all consuming probably a litre of hang glider pilot wee-wee a day, Rowan. Is that fair?
That'd be overestimation.
So in your you're almost 40 years, you're 35 years, you've never known one hang glider pilot to do number twos up in the air?
Not in the air,
goodness.
Amazing. That's amazing control. How much of the hang gliding pilot course is dedicated to that? Grip the bar as hard as you can. Well done, Rowan. Hey, Rowan's from Dynamic Flight. If you want to get involved and have a try at hang gliding, why wouldn't you?
Do you do a tandem?
Of course,
a tandem. So, like, an amateur like me could get up there or not, Rowan?
That's a very common.
God, I want to do it. I'm doing it.
Ro, we're coming. We're doing it. We're coming, mate. We're coming for a fly.
You do a three-way, me, Ed, and you, Rowan. It was only two-way.
Just the two.
Can't stack. It's like double luge. Good on you, Ro. Thanks for the call.
Hughie recently did a little social experiment at his home to see if anyone would pick up toilet rolls around his house.
Toilet roll experiment. As inspired by the internet, that toilet roll has $50 in the middle of it. Will anyone pick it up? It's their finest keepers. I've got one outside the three toilets we've got. Will the kids or my wife pick them up? I don't think so.
So that was 7 days ago. Hmm. A toilet roll with $50 inside it for 7 days. And how many trips to the toilet is that amongst five people? I mean, I know that, but I knew it was there. But for the others, there's a lot of trips to the toilet. At least four times a day.
Four times five is 20. Times that by seven is a lot.
Yes. So this morning, I get my children up. I say, put some clothes on.
Here we go.
And they say, why?
Where are we going?
They were speculating as what the issue was.
You know, what did they think?
One of them thought there was an intervention with Fortnite.
Yep.
One of the others said, is this something to do with veganism? I didn't know.
Is this something to do with veganism? What an amazing house you have. Is it Fortnite, Dad? No. Veganism? No. And what could it be?
Then one of them said, you filmed us in the bathrooms. I said, I haven't filmed you in the bathroom.
What are you running?
Anyway.
I kind of feel like the toilet rolls are the least of your worries.
This is me talking to my children and telling them, isn't it, Jack? This is the moment, this morning.
The kids are excited because we're about to get the results of our social experiment. I want you to look down at the toilet and around the toilet, and what do you see?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a toilet paper.
No, close the lid. What is it? But what is it, Tate?
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper roll. Someone pick it up. Have a look at what's in it. What's in there?
There's money.
How much is there?
$50.
$50. What does it say on the side of it?
It says, find his keepers.
Well, I found that. Where did
you find it?
I put it there.
Well, then you didn't find it. You put it there.
Well, guess what? You're not getting it. If you had found it in the week, you would have had that $50, but you're not getting it, all right?
So you just woke us up for that?
You woke us up for that. I mean, it's very hard to impress these children.
It really.
There's $50. There's three separate $50 notes and toilet rolls, and that for a week in front of them, just sitting there, and they could have picked them up.
I love the attitude of Tess that she thinks that she's got it now. She's like, I got it. Like, no.
They're reading it and find his keepers. I found it. You haven't found it. You don't get it.
Can I be honest with you? So far, I feel as though the lesson hasn't been learned. I feel as though the moral is not really landing with these children.
I gave him one last chance to think about what had happened over that week, and then is there any takeaway from it? This is what happened.
What lesson have we learned, Raph? What lesson have we learned? Have you learnt something, Tess?
That $50 is useful.
It's mine.
They're not going to pick up any wrongs.
$50.
You know what they're going to do? They're going from now on. They'll pick up the roll. They'll look in it, and when there's no money, they'll just throw it back down.
It's Husey and Ed. More of their favourite bits up soon. It's Husey and Ed.
The internet could be a cruel, cruel place. And Husey found this out when he posted a photo of his TV on Instagram.
No, I've been publicly shamed. This is a shaming.
No.
Something on the internet in good faith and I'm absolutely copying it left, right and centre.
What you put up was a staged photo of your two daughters and people are onto you because you've got this giant cavernous space in your mansion and the smallest television. It looks like the screen that you get on the back of an aeroplane seat. It's minuscule.
The level of just ridicule I'm facing.
Here we go from Jordan Farrow Wells. Is that TV in the butler's quarters? Boom.
Don't have a butler's quarters.
Boom. Where do they sleep? Outside.
We don't have butlers.
In a kennel.
I'd love a butler.
Get one.
I've been angling for a butler, but...
Get a butler.
We'd love a butler. Any butlers? No, anyway.
Get that one that used to be Diana's butler.
Yeah, Paul Burrell.
Paul Burrell.
He was in the jungle a couple of years ago, wasn't he?
He's had a loose end.
But he's not. He doesn't loose lips sink ships. Couldn't have Burrell selling my secrets. Don't need
Andy
that.
Lee's weighed in.
Yeah, what's he
It
said?
Looks like an iPad. Yeah.
But his English wasn't right. What has he actually said?
It looks like a iPad.
A iPad.
Yes, it looks like an iPad.
You can't even use the correct, words. And he's had like 400 likes.
Yeah, he's had over 400 likes. And then you've tried to go back at him and said, you've lost perspective up there in your ivory tower.
Exactly.
Terrible. One retweet. Everyone hates it.
No, people like that.
No, people hated that one.
No, I got about 80 likes on that. But our problem is, one of the problems is, I know it's a big space.
It's a huge space.
But there's not, it doesn't, the room doesn't go back very far. So it's
what do you mean? Is it a walkway?
No, it's like a large corridor where the kitchen is on the side. So that's where we have to pull the arm out to flip it to
Who
the side.
Who designed this joint?
No, it's a good design. No, nothing against the designers. I'm just saying.
That's terrible. Wait, you've got to have a television on a telescopic arm so that you can see it from the kitchen.
Yeah.
Is it a submarine?
No, it's not a submarine.
Are you living in a submarine?
Kitchen is too close to the lounge room. I put that to people. If you're designing a house, get your kitchen away from the lounge room because someone puts the kettle on and you can't hear the TV.
That happens to me all the time.
Someone's unpacking the dishwasher.
Yep.
Can you just quiet? Can you unpack the dishwasher during the ads? That's all I ask.
Are you doing the unpacking in this?
Occasionally I am. Now, Elizabeth, how tiny is yours?
It's 16 inches.
Oh.
Elizabeth. Are you happy with it? You're satisfied? No.
It's an upgrade. We not long upgraded it from a smaller one.
What was it? What was the one before that? A matchbox with a screen drawn on it?
It was a 12-inch.
12-inch?
That's it. Elizabeth.
I'm going to put that out there. 12 inches. What's that? Should know that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should know. 12. Just
it's a double a sixer. It's a foot long.
How do you know it's six?
No.
How do you know six so well?
I'm thinking about a six because you go to the subway, you get yourself a 6-incher, don't you? But if you can get a foot long. So she used to watch a foot long. And now she's got a...
Don't tell her she watched a
foot. Anyway, watch this space. I'm going to upgrade.
What's the biggest telly?
86.
That's
tiny. I'm getting an 86er.
Timbaland, One Republic, apologise. Husey and Ed back in a week's time. Checking out some of their favourite bits of the year so far. And of course, it's our favourite on a Friday. Forkin.
Fork you, Friday! I don't like you, fork you! Can I start it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I want to fork the senator, the Australian senator, who wrote something nasty about an Australian comedy show the other day.
Hang on, what?
She wrote on her Twitter, this comedy show shouldn't be on TV, it's a waste of taxpayers' money.
Oh, it's an ABC show?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. I might be back on board. What was it?
I don't know. The show is a lockdown comedy show, which I haven't seen, but I know some of the people in it. I'm sure it would have been a great show.
Was it making fun of the government? Because that's normally what they don't like.
I don't know, but it brings to mind the fact that no politician has taken a pay cut when the tax revenue would be probably half of what it was.
Correct.
They are happy for all the debt to accrue and for future generations to pay for their wage right now.
Yes.
Fork you.
Fork you.
Cass, what do you want to fork?
My partner for being so lazy.
What's he done?
Well, he doesn't clean the shed, and then he cleaned it and he's made more mess than ever. And I've walked out there to get in the car and there's nails and there's wood chipping all over the floor and there's wood chipping all over my car.
Are you telling me he's been in lockdown, been at home in isolation for 2 to 3 months and he's only just started cleaning the shed? Is that what you're telling us?
Yes, absolutely.
And he's made it even bigger mess than what he started with.
He's probably in there tinkering away on some ridiculous project.
Well, as you can, Cass.
Checking what he's doing.
Go for it, Cass. Fork him.
Fork you!
Fork you!
Griffo, who are you forking?
Mate, it's actually Jack, not Griffo, mate.
Oh,
Jack.
Sorry, mate.
It says Griffo on the screen That's an easy change. It's an easy typo to make.
Easy mistake to make.
Griffo to Jack.
Well, either way, young Jack, lovely to have.
Hang on, Predator, how did you get that wrong? What did you do wrong there, Predator?
I don't know. I genuinely thought he said Griffo.
But he said Jack.
Yeah,
is your last name Griffith Jack? What's your
It's not, mate. No, it's Jack. Jack all over. Don't worry.
There's no Griffo at all. Nothing. Biffo Griffo's or Wiffo or not Jiffo. It's a weird one.
No, mate. Firstly, guys, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, Hughie and Ed.
Thank you, Jack. It's a pleasure to have you on and have the right name. Can we call you Griffo?
I really want to now.
Do you mind if we call you Griffo?
Mate, why not? Why not?
Why not?
Good on you,
Griffo. What's getting you goat, Griffo?
Mate, I've worked with the boss's son years ago, and now I'm working back with him, and I hated it then, and I hate it now. He's a lazy little shit.
Yeah.
He does nothing. He does nothing.
He'll never get sacked because he's the boss's son, isn't he?
I know.
That is. Can I tell you, that is.
Give it to him.
Give it to him.
Give it to the boss's son.
Mate, fuck you, boss's son.
Fuck you, Friday. I don't like you. Fuck you.
Melissa, what would you like to fork?
I want to fork automotive for not fixing my car properly and having to pay 3 times for the same part.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Melissa, that's a scam.
Absolutely crazy.
What's the part called?
A starter motor.
Oh, yeah, classic.
Starter motors.
Classic starter motor scam.
What sort of car have you got?
I've got a diesel Navara.
Diesel Navara.
Sounds like a nice car.
What's the old starter motor? All right.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Yeah,
we know nothing about cars, as you can probably
tell. I'm angry on your behalf. Come on. You pay good money.
Thank you.
Yeah, get it done. So she can spend her time on the road in a Navara, not sitting around waiting for these doofuses to stuff up again.
That's right.
Here we go, Melissa. Give it to them.
Fuck you, automotive.
Fuck you.
Now, Georgia, what's going on?
So my friend's had a baby 5 days ago, and I just wanted to announce it publicly so I can share all the beautiful photos. It's the most gorgeous baby.
Yeah.
But she won't let you?
Yep, that's it.
Why not?
Oh, she's just waiting for the she's had a bit of time.
Has she named the baby?
Yes, yep.
So we've got a name. We're all good. Health is good as far as we all know. Healthy baby, healthy mother.
Yeah.
So everyone's great. So let's get it out there and celebrate.
Exactly.
Are there likely to be paparazzi? Has she sold the photos, do you think, or not? She's not like a royal...
Is it a Stefanovic baby?
Yeah.
I definitely think I'm the paparazzi for her, but no, nothing like that. Yeah.
What's the point of having a baby if you don't promote it via social media?
I know. What do you think?
I know.
You think back in the day in the manger, you think if Mary had social, she wouldn't have banged it up?
She would have, well...
See, look at this.
Yeah, well, yeah.
S-O-G.
Yeah, well, yes, I just don't know. You know, sometimes you paint me into a corner and I can't elaborate. I can't paint more of the picture because the picture is disrespectful.
Exactly.
Georgia, you want to celebrate the baby. Can we have the name of the baby? You can't even announce it on the radio.
No,
oh, for goodness sake. All right, well, loud as you can. Go on.
Fuck you.
You can name the friend, which I appreciate.
Can't name anyone.
No,
now, I think we're going to have a young person. Is it Hope Lily?
Yeah, that's us.
Oh, yeah, that's Hope Lily's mother, is it? Or is one of them Hope and one of them's Lily?
So her full name is Hope Lily, and I'm mum.
Oh, you're mum.
What's up, mum? What do you want to fork?
You, Hughie.
Yeah, good call.
Because you
taught my daughter how to say this. Fuck you, Hoosie!
Fuck you, Hoosie.
Perfect. That's a wonderful, loud and proud. That's really,
that really
good,
was,
Mum.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll take that. Tape it? I'll take it. So, yes. Come on. Be respectful with your forkings, people. And don't yell out fork you in class, even in the schoolyard. Wait till you get home.
Fair play.
Don't yell it out from outside.
Well, not at your parents, though.
No, well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Is it? Well,
you've
I don't
sort
know.
Of painted the nation into a corner, haven't you?
Driving you home. It's the favourite bits of Hughie and Ed.